1045, The Zone.
The Black and Gold Zone.
Exclusive coverage of Vanderbilt Sports.
The Zone.
Live from the Commodore Grill in the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, Commodore Basketball is on the air.
Steal by Taylor, look out. Here we go the other way. Yes, sir. Dollar Field, 7 3-pointers.
The Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers present your chance to talk live with head basketball coach Kevin Stallings on the Vanderbilt ISP Sports Network and 104.5 The Zone.
Hillman rejected by Goldberg. Pinned it right on the glass.
The presenting sponsor of the Coach Stallings call-in show is Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, recipient of the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics.
Ogilvy puts it on the floor, goes past McFarland and slams it in his face.
That's in the memorial.
Tonight's show is also brought to you by Delta Airlines. Delta is proud to be the official airline of Vanderbilt Athletics. By the Tennessee Lottery, with more than $1.5 billion raised for education, it's more than our players that are winning big. By Fishers, the bologna-making people. And by the newly renovated Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, located steps from Memorial Gym and a proud supporter of the Commodores. Now, let's talk Vanderbilt basketball. Here's your host, the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
And a very pleasant good evening to you from the Commodore Grill here at the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt as we gather to talk Vanderbilt basketball tonight for the first time this season with Commodore head coach Kevin Stallings. I'm Joe Fisher. It's great to have you with us. Vanderbilt 7-3, one more game coming up before the Christmas break, and that is tomorrow night. That's why we're here tonight. This is usually a Monday night show, but with a Monday night game, we do it on Sunday night. Tomorrow night we take on Mercer at Memorial Gym, and that is a 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock. With the Boundary Courtside Show here on 104.5 The Zone. Glad to have you with us. Bradshaw Collision Repair Center's proud sponsor for this show, recipient of the 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Bradshaw's, where ethics and honesty are recognized standards, 4 locations, and at bradshawcollision.com. As you bring Coach Kevin Stallings to the microphone, you practiced a little earlier today. How did it go?
We had a good practice today, Joe, and was glad to see it. I'm always more excited after a good practice and feel better after a good practice. So our guys were very focused and very intent on what we needed to do, and we didn't go long. We were only out there for about an hour and 15 minutes, but they gave us a great effort while we were there.
Last night after the game when we talked in post-game, Vanderbilt beat TSU last night 84-71. You were very open about your disappointment in several areas with the game, and I've seen you before go back, look at the tape, and come back and say, well, maybe it wasn't quite as bad as I thought, or it was a little worse than I thought. How was this one?
So which is it?
How was this one?
This one was not I overreacted a little bit to the last 3 minutes. We really played pretty solid defense for about 37 minutes of the game. And the last 3 minutes we gave up 14 points, and that was due to three very unnecessary turnovers, and so I felt a little better after watching the game. I felt better because we got really good defensive play in some spots where we had not been getting good defensive play, namely from Jermaine. Jermaine was outstanding defensively, won the defensive grade when the coaches graded the film today, and won it by a lot. And so he really kind of got back to being who we need for him to be. So these numbers won't mean a great deal to people, but I want to say his grade was 39-9 or 35-9 or something
that's
like
good
that.
Good and bad,
that's,
right?
Yeah, 35 or 39 good to 9 bad, and that's outstanding. And then his assist error ratio was 13-1. And he didn't have a turnover in the game. The one was he had two passes that were deflected, but we got back. And the way we grade those is each of those are a half a loss of ball. And so he really didn't even have a turnover. So to play 30 minutes in the game, be great on the defensive end, not have a turnover, put the ball where you need it 13 times in the game. He only had 7 assists, but he had 6 others where you know he gave Festus a dunk that was missed, and so on and so forth. And so I felt a little better after watching the game, but The turnovers bother me. The second half rebounding, they got long rebounds. They didn't beat us inside for very many, but they got long rebounds that bothered me. And then the other thing was just the way we finished or didn't finish the game.
737-1045 is the number here in the Nashville calling area for your questions for the coach. Toll free, it's 1-866-492-ZONE. We're glad to have you with us from the Commodore Grill. We'll take a break, come back right after this.
Our family leads a busy, active life. We plan everything. Haircuts, appointments, and lots of sporting events are on our to-do list. Joe Fisher here to talk with you about something most of us never plan for, an automobile accident. After an accident, you usually have very little time to decide which body shop is best qualified to expertly repair your vehicle and return it to like-new factory specifications. My family does have a plan. We call Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers. Why Bradshaw's? Well, Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers earned the prestigious 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics, recognizing the trust, performance, and integrity that are the foundation of their reputation as the premier collision repair facility in Middle Tennessee. Locally owned and operated since 1967, 99% of their customers say they would recommend them to friends and family. I know I do. Choose Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, 4 locations, and at bradshawcollision.com. Proud sponsors of Vanderbilt Athletics, Nashville Predators, and the Tennessee Titans.
It's grill out time in Nashville, and that means it's time for Fisher's Big Grillers and extra thick bologna on the grill. So at the tailgate, quick lunch, or that backyard party, rely on Fisher's for great taste and great fun. For the bologna making people, go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's bologna making people. Bacon making, smile making, baloney making people.
Delta presents Global Business Etiquette.
G'day, mates. Let's wrestle some Crocs.
In Sydney, avoid using Aussie slang. A simple hello and a handshake will do.
How you doing?
Aha!
But take caution. In Vietnam, handshakes usually occur between members of the same sex.
I can't feel my face.
Delta serves over 350 destinations in 66 countries, including Australia and Vietnam. For the most destinations worldwide, visit delta.com.
Your team, your sport, your station. No one beats zone coverage. 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045 or toll free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Great to have you with us. Our first call-in show with Coach Kevin Stallings here from the Commodore Grill at the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. We encourage you to come on out. Got a good crowd of folks on hand enjoying the fine food that Yogi and his folks put out here every week at the Commodore Grill. And we're here usually on Monday nights at 6:30, but on Sunday night because we're playing tomorrow night against Mercer at 7 p.m. At Memorial Gym. Mercer comes in. We'll talk a little bit more detail about them later on, but they're a team that's been off for a while. They're coming off of their break, basically. I guess they've had about 10 days off, so you're going to get a fresh team rolling in here.
Yes, we will, and a very capable team. They're very interesting if you look at their scores because they've played, aside from one game against Florida State, they've played the really better teams on their schedule really well. Mm-hmm. But some of their other games tend to be pretty close and they lost by 2 at Providence. They lost by 10 or 11 at Georgia Tech, but it was a closer game than that. It should be a very entertaining game because they're a team like us that likes to get up and down the floor. They're averaging 82 points a game and they have, I believe, the 8th leading scorer in the country right now, that leads them. And he is an absolutely phenomenal player. So, I think our fans could be quite entertained tomorrow night.
Well, they've played two very familiar teams. They've already played Lipscomb and Belmont. They're in the Atlantic Sun Conference. They lost them both. They lost to Lipscomb 98-89. They lost to Belmont 94-90. So that kind of tells you what you're looking at.
Yeah, the Belmont game was an overtime game, but the Lipscomb game, ironically, was a regulation game. And Lipscomb has shown the ability, obviously, to put up a lot of points. Really an incredible statistic from that game was that Lipscomb had a guy go 8-for-12 from three, one guy, and then Lipscomb scored. They were down 9 at half, I believe, and scored 60 points in the second half and came back and won. So I don't know how you score 60 and a half, but Lipscomb managed to do that.
Does it help to see a team play a team you've played?
Well, we haven't seen them play those games because those tapes are
restricted.
Yeah, they're restricted because they're league games. And so, as good of friends as Rick and I are, I can't get the tape from him on on Belmont's game with Mercer. And but we have other tapes. We have the Georgia Tech tape and the Providence tape, and we have other tapes, and we know what they do. But knowing what they do is a far cry different than being able to defend it or guard it or whatever, because this is a very good offensive basketball team, again, led by a great point guard.
737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE for your calls and questions for the coach. There was a lot of talk after the game last night. I saw guys asking about and columns written about leadership. Talk about that in terms of that's not something you can just turn off and on. I mean, either somebody has it or they don't, I guess.
Well, I think that, first of all, to understand the nature of our basketball team, we have a quiet basketball team. We have a group of quiet guys that are very mannerly. They're very well-raised, proper, good people, good human beings, and again, almost an inordinate number of quiet ones. Jermaine Beal is a quiet guy. He's not a big talker. Brad Tinsley is a very quiet guy, not a big talker. AJ's not a big talker. So we have a lot of guys that are just quiet by nature, and it's difficult to lead when you're quiet. When your nature is to not say things, it's difficult to step outside of your personality on a consistent basis and lead vocally. What we need is we need leadership by example, and Jermaine gave us that last night. He gave it again to us today in practice, I think that as long as his play leads us, then we'll have the leadership we need because our guys are going to follow his lead. And the problem was we had about a two-week stretch where – I say a two-week stretch. We had about a week stretch where his play was not indicative of the example that we need from our only senior. And as he said to me today, he said, you know, Coach, I've never been under the microscope from you this much. And I said, well, I understand that. And on one hand, I apologize. But on the other hand, your play has never been more important to the success of our team than it is this year. And so get used to staying there and remaining in that microscope. But like I said, he gave us leadership last night. He was not on the floor when things sort of went awry there in the last 3 minutes. As a matter of fact, I'd just taken him out I was very displeased with that. I was very displeased with the way that game finished off. But nevertheless, we're up 23 with 3 minutes to go, and then they score 14 points in a span of nothing. Mm-hmm. So we talked about finishing. We talked about maintaining consistency and not letting up off the gas pedal just because we have somebody down. Hopefully in the future we'll learn to do that.
Bradshaw Collision Repair Center is 4 convenient locations, 2nd Avenue North, downtown Nashville, Seaboard Lane in Cool Springs, Gallatin Road just south of Rivergate Mall, and Nashville Pike in Gallatin. Plus, BradshawCollision.com. Rely on Bradshaw's for peace of mind in both repairs and honesty. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Back with more of the coach right after this.
For the best in food, sports, and entertainment, look no further than the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. The Commodore Grill features a breakfast buffet 7 days a week, and on game day is open for your favorite pregame meal or beverage. The menu still features the best burger on West End. The Commodore Grill is still the home for the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday night, and also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Sunday. We've said it before, but now more than ever, the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt is your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
Caps with the home team's logo, jerseys, T-shirts, headbands. They all improve the atmosphere of the game, but they can also improve your branding when people are wearing your logo on their jerseys and caps. Let Brand Centric, part of the Somme Group of Companies and proud partner of Vanderbilt Athletics, put more power behind your logo with high-quality merchandise and wearables that help you come out on top in the biggest battle of all, the one for market share. To find out more, log on to BrandCentric.com.
What's G? It's the emblem of a warrior. It's the swagger of an athlete. It's gifted, glorious, genius. And it's Gatorade, with a proven formula of fluid, electrolytes, and carbohydrates that help keep athletes performing at their peak. What's G? It is the heart, hustle, and soul of the game. That's G.
Regions makes it easy to get into the rhythm of saving. With LifeGreen checking and savings, you'll save time and money with features like free online banking with bill pay, free mobile banking, and a free personal savings review. Switch to Regions today, where we've already opened over 1 million LifeGreen accounts. Drop by a branch, call 1-800-REGIONS, or visit savewithregions.com. Regions, proud to be the official bank of the SEC. Regions Bank, member FDIC, minimum opening deposit required. See individual account disclosures for details.
Commodore Hoops. Hoops.
Takes the three and hits it. How about that?
Bendy and Mercer. Monday night at 6 on 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045 or toll free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Glad to have you with us from the Commodore Grill here at the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt as Vanderbilt gets set to take on Mercer, and that is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Memorial Gym. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. I know a lot of folks were listening and paying attention to the Steelers game with Green Bay. It just ended. Pittsburgh scored on the final play of the game and won it 37-36, which is probably bad news for the Titans, I would think, that they were hoping for that to go the other way. But nonetheless, that's the way it played out. A good win for the Titans as well, as they have bounced back. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. I was looking at one of the stats. You talked about Jermaine's performance, Kevin, in the game, 7 assists. He had 21 assists in the game as a team, which is by far the most in a game this season. Traditionally, in recent years, this has been a very good team at assist-turnover ratio and that kind of thing. This year, it's been kind of just the opposite. Can you put a finger on what that is all about?
Well, I would tell you that the reason our assist-turnover ratio is not where as good as it's been in the past is because we've been turning the ball over too much. That's one thing. I think there are about three or four things here to sort of drive at the point that you're making, though. Our assist numbers are down because of a couple of things. One, we've not made as many shots. We've not made as many jump shots.
Right.
If you look at our 10-game statistics, John's had a couple of – well, John had a good game yesterday shooting the ball – but he's the only guy that of our three main perimeter shooters, he, Brad, and Jermaine, he's the only one that is really shooting a percentage close to what we think those three guys are capable of. So that's a second thing. Then the third thing is up until the last two games, we have gotten fouled so much. And I mean, they've been called, and we've been going to the foul line so much that takes away assists. I mean, you know, AJ had a two game stretch where he shot 27 free throws, Well, that takes away assists because now you're getting fouled. You're having to go make that, you know, make those points at the foul line, and you don't get assists for those. So that's there was up until maybe two games ago, we had made more free throws than our opponents had attempted,
right.
And so our assist numbers were down, our turnover numbers are up. So I think the combination of not making as many jump shots and going to the foul line a lot more has contributed to our assists being down, and just bad play and some guys that don't pass the ball very well are the reason for our turnovers being up.
You talk about John, and John had a good game yesterday, and his percentage being somewhere where you think it's close to where it should be. Do you just kind of figure, okay, I know these other guys, I know how they shoot, and percentages will even out?
Yes. Yeah, Brad and Jermaine are 40% three-point shooters in games, and they've proven that. And so I think at the end of the season we'll look up and they will have shot 40%. And they're not right now, but there's going to be a correction at some point, and those balls will start going in because that's who they are. And I get a little frustrated by it because sometimes it keeps us from being able to, whether it's throw the knockout punch, really expand a lead, it keeps us from being able to do some of those things that we'd like to be able to do. And maybe in Brad's case a little bit, it's led to him driving more and not picking good times to drive and sort of altering his game because his confidence in his jump shot's down. And when you're a shooter, you got to shoot. That's your only rule. Just when you're a shooter, you shoot when you're open and when you're supposed to. The game of basketball is not that tricky. It's not that complicated. Good offensive players know when to pass and know when to shoot. That's sort of the first rule of offense. Mm-hmm. And right now, Jermaine's not as aggressive looking for his shot because to him, last night he was 1 for 5 from three. He didn't play very well. To me, he was awesome.
7 assists, no turnovers. Yeah.
He was awesome, and he was the best defender on the floor on either team.
Mm-hmm.
And his shots are going to go in. I know that. He's worked too hard on it. I couldn't even begin to tell you the number of thousands of shots that kid's taken between the end of last season and when this season started. His balls are going to go in. They just are, and they're not. They haven't been as much now. They will.
But you agree? I guess you're saying Brad is somewhat passing up some looks you'd like for him to go ahead and take.
Absolutely. And it's the first time that he's hit a little bit of a skid mark. It's the first time he struggled last year. You could count on Brad getting 10 to 14 points a game, and get them very efficiently. His percentages were good, both from the foul line and from three, and his assist numbers were good. His turnovers were pretty down, he's kind of altered. I tell our guys it's better to act yourself into a new way of thinking than it is to think yourself into a new way of acting. And he's kind of thought his way into a new way of acting a little bit, and we just got to get him back to being Brad.
So you're pretty much the only coach in America that has to tell somebody to shoot more. You told me that before. You're one of the more liberal in terms of, you know, turning guys loose.
It drives my staff crazy. I guess it was because Coach Katie threatened to break my arm when I played for him if I ever shot the ball, and I thought I could shoot well. And so, but no, I like to give guys that deserve it. I like to give them freedom. And Brad Tinsley and Jermaine Beal and John Jenkins, those guys from outside the three-point line, they've earned in practice. And, again, part of it is just me watching them. When I watch a guy shoot, I can tell you, okay, I think his shot's going in.
Right.
That's kind of the litmus test. If I like to see him shoot, then that's a good thing for them because then I want them to. And if I don't like to see him shoot, that's probably not a good thing for them. But those three guys are all quality shooters, and we need for them to make shots.
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Let's get one call in before the break. Henry on a cell phone, welcome to the show. You're on with Coach Kevin Stallings.
Hi, Coach. First of all, I wanted to say I'm a lifelong Sidewalk alum, a proud son of two Vandy parents, and I've had the honor of meeting you once, and I just want to praise you for the character, humor, and humility you've shown in guiding us to so much success through the years.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Merry Christmas to both your families. I've spent some time coaching on the recruiting circuit, and, you know, there's more talent and obviously raw athleticism here now than there's ever been. But on the recruiting circuit, and this is kind of ties in the leadership question, you've gone against almost every big school in the book to get the team we have right now. When you're looking at building a team and getting some of these players, how much does the potential for leadership, either by example or more in context of right now vocally, come into question when you're recruiting these players? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Henry. Well, thank you. That's a really good question. And you think sometimes, you know, you evaluate a kid and you think, okay, this kid could be a leader in our program, but you don't get to spend the kind of time with them in the recruiting process to where you can always make that sort of an evaluation. And because you really don't know a kid until you get him and you put him through practice and you see how he responds in practice to competition and how he responds to having his butt chewed and how he responds to teammates saying something to him and assistant coaches saying something to him. So you never really know until you get them. So it's a difficult proposition because, again, the way recruiting is structured these days, we get to spend less time face-to-face with these guys to find out. And then there's also you get tricked. you get tricked by guys because you think they can be this or they can be that, and then it ends up that there's something in their personality that doesn't allow for them to be the kind of leader that you want them to be. But I think we've got a leader, but you know, kind of budding as we speak. I think, and I don't want people to think of this the wrong way. Jeff Taylor is starting to show some leadership to our team, and not through his play. He's certainly been our most consistent player thus far, and I know people get real excited because Jeff gets to jump up and dunk about three times a game, and we haven't been real used to that here at Vanderbilt for a while, but anyway, it's the things, it's the way Jeff goes about practicing, it's the way Jeff works and competes and hates to lose, and his willingness to say things to teammates is starting to positively impact our team. Sometimes to be a leader, you have to be confrontational sometimes. And we have a lot of kids in our program that don't have that confrontational personality. You don't have to do it 24/7 like me, but it's good to do it sometimes. And Jeff is that guy that he's now becoming willing to say some things. Andre Walker has started to get there a little bit. Maybe Darshawn has shown some signs. You know, Fess and Steve are our two most vocal guys, but they're encouragers, which that's leadership too.
That's right.
And there's all different. There's example, you know, you lead by example, lead by encouraging. Fess and Steve are great energy guys. They're great encouragers. But Jeff is kind of becoming that guy that's not afraid to call somebody out. And it always helps when a guy that's that way isn't afraid. I mean, he doesn't mind being called out.
Yeah.
So Jeff's got some potential in that area, and we're going to have to try to maybe help him with that a little bit.
737-1045-1866-492 Zone J. Bob, stay on the line. You're next when we come back right after this.
Hey, Vandy fans, head on over to Jersey Mike's Subs for our great $5.99 meal deal. Any mini Mike, chips, and drink for just $5.99 all day, every day. Jersey Mike's Subs are sliced fresh to order right in front of you and piled high with the freshest ingredients. One taste and you'll be hooked. There are 21 locations throughout the Nashville area. For the one nearest you, visit JerseyMike's.com. Voted best sub by Nashville Scene.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Or you could not believe me, But that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You could try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys. Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories.
What do people who've been to other jewelry stores say when they discover Genesis Diamonds?
It's just unbelievable difference in the value, in the quality, in the selection, in everything. It's like no-brainer.
That's Genesis Diamonds founder and owner, Boaz Ramon, who's put together the most amazing collection of fine diamond jewelry just for this holiday season. It's the best ever selection of home-run gifts, dazzling diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets, all at direct importer prices.
Every diamond in Genesis Diamond has to go through my quality control, and I'm very picky when I buy them.
Make it the best Christmas ever with a spectacular piece of diamond jewelry or maybe a classy Swiss watch from Nashville's undisputed value leader, Genesis Diamonds.
Thank you, Nashville, for making Genesis Diamonds your preferred jeweler.
Genesis Diamonds, with 12 months no interest financing available now. Open extended hours, including Sundays through Christmas Eve, in Green Hills beside Pier 1, in Cool Springs behind Cracker Barrel. Genesis Diamonds.
Where my ex is always on value.
Happy holidays from Genesis Diamond.
We're America's most passionate fans. Talk.
You're in the zone.
WGFX-FM, Ellington, Nashville.
104.5, The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045 or toll free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
This show brought to you in part by the Tennessee Lottery with more than $1.5 billion raised for education. It's more than our players that are winning big. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Back to the phones, Jay in White House. Thanks for holding through the break. You're on with Coach Kevin Stallings.
Hey, Coach. This is Joey Barnes. Hey, I was just wondering, I actually went to White House High School and I played versus John Jenkins for 3 years. And it just seems to me, especially in the Maui tournament, that maybe a couple times when Brad would, you know, be pushing it down the court, he would have John, I heard you actually say it on ESPN once, you said, what was wrong with John in the corner? Seems like he would maybe passing the ball to John Jenkins when he was open for three or just even a short jumper. And I'm kind of concerned that maybe he's a little worried about Jenkins maybe taking his, you know, a starting spot or, you know, some of his playing time. And, you know, to me that would be okay just to – knowing how good Jenkins is, but my question is how is it possible to get John more involved in the offense and to get him more shots and to be more, you know, a bigger part of the offense?
Okay, well, I'll tell you first of all that Brad Tinsley wouldn't pass up me if he thought I could score a basket. So any inclination or thought process that you might have that that anybody on our team wouldn't throw the ball to anybody is completely erroneous, and especially Brad Tinsley, because Brad Tinsley is probably the most unselfish guy we have, unselfish to a fault to where I've called him selfish for being unselfish. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing with John becoming more of a part of our offense, I think that John's in the process of becoming more a part of our offense because he's learning how to cut. If you paid close attention to the game last night, he made some really nice cuts. And in order to be more effective offensively, John's going to need to be a guy that's a good cutter. And he's going to need to know how to use screens, and he's learning that. You know, we've talked about this a lot as a staff, and we have to protect John because everybody thinks that, you know, John scored 42 a game in high school, and he ought to be scoring, you know,
25
65 for us. And what John is finding, and what every freshman finds, this is not just John, what every freshman finds is that the game is so much faster. And so now what happens is John receives a pass, and he goes through his shot preparation much like he did in high school, but he finds out that by the time he gets ready to shoot, he's covered. And we've got to work with John to get rid of the ball a little bit quicker. He's got to have his feet ready quicker. He's got to have the ball in the shooting pocket faster, and he's got to be able to get to his shot quicker without losing accuracy. And then the other thing is you know, no offense to the caller or anybody that John played against in high school, but, you know, John had these moves that he could do on guys in high school that don't work as well against guys in college. And so, but the great thing about John is he's very coachable. And, you know, John doesn't have any resistance in him, and he's extremely coachable, and that's been a great thing. But we just have to try to get him open looks, much like we used to do with Shane. The difference between Shane and John is that Shane, you know, he had such a high release and jumped so high on his shot that if you weren't there to take it away before he could just get into it, you couldn't get to Shane's shot. And John's is a little bit different than that because John doesn't elevate like Shane did. And so we're going to have to figure out ways, and John's going to have to figure out ways to catch the ball with more space.
I'll never forget that Mississippi State game when Shane hit all those shots with guys in his face.
Yeah, but Shane was a senior by that time.
Yeah.
Shane didn't hit those shots when he was a freshman. So we're talking about a freshman here and a guy that's done a very good job for us so far and will continue to do a good job for us.
737-1045-1866-492 zone. Bob in Goodlettsville, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Kevin Stone.
Hello, Coach.
Hey, Bob.
Two questions real quick.
Yes, sir.
With such a large sophomore class, I kind of speculated before the season that we might have a red shirt, you know, somebody that would drop down. I think Smart and Jenkins are your freshman class this year after Smart redshirted. And I guess you don't say any names or anything, but was that even considered maybe, you know, prior to the season? Did you talk to anybody about that possibility? And then the other thing I wanted to say, I've had plantar fasciitis before, and it hurts for your listeners out there. I mean, it is bad. I know you got a top-notch training staff, but with me, it's all in my calf. If you keep that calf loose, the pain tends to subside. So pass that along.
I'll be rubbing AJ's calf tomorrow. Well, you know, interestingly, Bob, if you would have been on my staff, maybe somebody would have ended up redshirting because I was in favor of perhaps the idea of redshirting a guy or so, and I was overwhelmingly voted down by all the members of my staff. They were 100% against it. So, yes, it was discussed. I was the proponent, and they were the opponents, and the opponents won. So that doesn't happen very often, but it happened.
I'm sorry to say. I thought you had a weighted voting system.
We do. I have five votes, and they have one each. They were against it, and so – we decided not to go down that path and we may look back and think it was a mistake, but at this point that's the decision we've made, so we've just got to go forward with it.
737-1045-1866-492 zone. Back with more of the coach right after this.
The Tennessee Lottery presents the Handy Dandy Guide to Shopping for Everyone.
Oh, whatever you think. I just want to be surprised.
The surprise me's not sure themselves, they leave the task of figuring out what to get them on your shoulders.
I just love surprises.
Well, we have a surprise. Give them a little holiday spirit this season with instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. And send your own wish list to everyone you know at sendyourwishlist.com. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
For the best in food, sports, and entertainment, look no further than the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. The Commodore Grill features a breakfast buffet 7 days a week, and on game day is open for your favorite pregame meal or beverage. The menu still features the best burger on West End. The Commodore Grill is still the home for the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday night, and also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Sunday. We've said it before, but now more than ever, the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt is your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
Joe Fisher here for Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award winner for Marketplace Ethics. Since 1967, Bradshaw's has set the standard for quality and professionalism in collision repairs with honesty and integrity. As consumers, we have the right to choose the best qualified repair shop for our vehicles. If you need collision repairs, choose Bradshaw's. Four locations, Madison, Cool Springs, downtown Nashville, and in Gallatin. Or BradshawCollision.com. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics, the Nashville Predators, and the Tennessee Titans.
It's a world of endless meetings. A place where the copier's always jamming and cubicle dwellers always dream of better digs. Yeah, this is the typical American office, and come 5 o'clock, this is America's beer, Budweiser. It's brewed with the finest natural ingredients for the perfect combination of flavor and refreshment.
Budweiser, the great American style lager.
Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
So you own an auction house.
10 diddy I do.
And you're looking for a U.S. Bank small business loan?
Loans, I need a loan. Can I get 10? Do I hear 10?
Yes.
20, 20K.
Sure.
Do I hear 20K? Okay.
Bob, we've got all the money your business needs.
Sold.
Great.
U.S. Bank has more solutions to help you make more of your small business and get even more with U.S. Bank business banking packages.
Your application's all set.
Whoa, that was fast. That was really, really fast. Gotta go. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Bob.
Visit any U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com, or call 800-673-3555. U.S. Bank, all of us serving you. Member FDIC.
There are two groups on every team, the players who stand out on the field and the ones who stand behind them. Same when you own a business. If you're going to stand out, let the Somme Group handle your back office business payroll, HR, compliance, even tax filings and deposits, while you execute the play that puts you ahead. When you have better people behind you, you have a better chance of winning. To find out more, log on to SOMMET.com.
Gingerbread houses, mistletoe, and Mark Howard and Candy Cane Jam Jams. Man, we love the holidays. 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045 or toll free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Our good friends at Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers remind you to buckle up and be safe. Winter driving conditions can be hazardous. If you need collision repair, ask for Bradshaw's for the best possible quality and service. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, a proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. 737-1045, 1-866 492 zone. Good to see the family here tonight.
Yeah, it's always good to see my family for me. So yeah, it is. It's nice to have them here. A little unusual, but Granny Race likes to come to the shows when she's here. So they made the trek out tonight and came to the show.
You know, we played yesterday afternoon. You get a day, and then you play tomorrow night. It's kind of like an NCAA situation where you would play your first one, get a day off, and then play the second one. Is that something that factors in when you start scheduling, thinking about things that you'd like to try to go through different scenarios that can help you later on?
Yeah, and we've had a number of those, starting with, the Maui tournament. You could say starting with St. Mary's, go and play a tough road game because you're going to have tough road games later in your year. The Maui tournament where you have three games in 3 days. Playing the game, albeit it was not a success downtown in the Somme Center because of the conference tournament being there this year. There are lots of things that we've done with our schedule, with future intentions, in mind. And a lot of times scheduling is more a matter of when they can play and when you can play. You know, you don't do everything. This game has not necessarily been set up so that we have one day in between.
Right.
But, you know, from a scheduling standpoint, Joe, going into the game yesterday, we had the eighth toughest schedule thus far in the country. And I think that it's easy to overlook that. It's easy to overlook, the eighth most difficult schedule in the country. And so we're obviously, particularly with the game with Western, that's the one game that we felt like, we're supposed to win that game and so on, and we didn't. But I think that we've put our team through the fire so far, and while a lot of other teams have played the easy games and sort of padded things, and maybe their tougher games are around the corner, but we jumped into the fire with this group, and while it hasn't gone exactly like we would have liked, it hasn't gone badly. But, you know, I talked to the team today, and this is the essence of coaching and team play. The job for us as coaches is to try to get us to play above the level, above the collective level of our talent. You know, you want the group to be a higher performing, higher functioning outfit than just the level of your talent. If you're doing that, then you're overachieving. Mm-hmm. If your talent is exceeding the level of your play, you're underachieving. And so, as I told our team this afternoon, our goal is to overachieve. Our goal is, as a collective unit, to play above what our talents say that we should. And you see it happen all the time, both ways, under the bar, over the bar. And we've not gotten to that point to where we're a smooth running, you know, whatever you want to call it, team, whatever. But we're getting there. But you know, there are some things that have to happen. We have to make shots. We have to take better care of the ball. We have to be consistent on the defensive end. Early in the season, rebounding was a problem. We addressed the rebounding. We've been pretty solid on the board since then. Okay. By the way, rebounding will be a very important thing tomorrow night because Mercer averages over 16 offensive rebounds a game, and will really test our rebounding efforts. But we have to get to the point to where our sum is greater than the total of our parts.
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. A reminder, when we go back to Monday night, as a matter of fact, here. Be sure and join us at the Commodore Grill Monday night, 6:30 to 7:30 here at the Commodore Grill in the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. You can visit live with the coach, enjoy great food and drink specials. The Commodore Grill, your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters. We'll take our final break, back with our final minutes with the coach right after this.
Delta presents Global Business Etiquette.
This is my first trip to London. You must be Daniel. Nice to meet you, Danny boy.
In England, stick to proper titles such as Mr., Mrs., and Miss until invited to move on to a first name basis.
My name is Jim.
And in most African cities, it's common for locals to know English, so there's no need to speak slowly. Delta serves over 350 destinations in 66 countries, including the UK and Africa. For the most destinations worldwide, visit delta.com.
Calhoun's restaurants are the perfect destination for fans to stop before or after every Vanderbilt basketball game. Voted best ribs in America, Calhoun's offers authentic hickory smoked barbecue and baby back ribs. Calhoun's has proudly been serving basketball fans in Nashville for 20 years. We invite you to join us at either of our Nashville locations, west on White Bridge Road at Lion's Head Shopping Center, or North Nashville on Gallatin Pike across from Rivergate Mall. We look forward to having you on game day at Calhoun's.
Nowadays, when I talk with folks, they know GEICO could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want to know is how GEICO does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts, like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe a talking gecko's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dishes, baloney-making people, makes it fun for your tummy.
Bite into the big taste of Fisher's Big Grillers with Big Frank's jalapeno cheddar and brats, providing you the burst of flavor for that backyard party, quick lunch, or the family get-together. You'll bring a smile to everyone. Go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's baloney-making people, bacon-making, smile-making, baloney-making people.
Creating
creating a total document management solution starts with the X's and O's. Rely on the professionals at Digitech, an authorized Sharp dealer serving Middle Tennessee and the official office equipment provider to Vanderbilt Athletics to formulate your winning plan. Digitech will manage all your copier, printer, and fax needs with the same careful attention that the Commodores received. Digitech and Sharp, a winning combination for Vanderbilt Athletics and a winning combination for you. Contact Digitech today at 885-1534. Digitech and Sharp are digital document technology.
With over 60 collegiate properties, the best way to market your message to college sports fans is with ISP. Whether it's radio, television, internet, stadium signage, or any part of the game day atmosphere, ISP takes your business inside the game. ISP's creative marketing team is ready to enhance your company's visibility throughout the most exciting collegiate athletics in the country. Go to ISPSports.com and let us help take your business to the next level. ISP, America's home for college sports.
George Plaster and the Sports Zone, plus high school, college, and pro football.
Did we mention Monday Night Football?
The Sports Station, 104.5, The Zone.
Commodore's upcoming schedule presented by Delta with online check-in at Delta.com. You can check in for your flight up to 24 hours in advance, print your boarding pass, check flight status. Visit Delta.com today to check out more ways we can save you time. Delta's proud to be the official airline of Vanderbilt Athletics. Final game before Christmas tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Memorial Gym against Mercer. There are still some tickets available that are usually the student section tickets, and we had a really good turnout in that area for the game against Tennessee State. They're $15 tickets. You can sit down floor level, places where you don't usually get the opportunity to do it, so encourage you to do that. We had a really good turnout in that area on Saturday afternoon. Our broadcast is at 6 o'clock. With the courtside show, and then tip-off is at 7. Yeah, Kevin, our final couple of minutes here. We were kind of talking during the break that, you know, the sky is not falling here. It's not, things are not as bad as they sometimes appear. This team is actually in pretty good shape overall.
Well, I think that we're, again, for given the difficulty of our schedule, we've had one game that you hate to lose games that you should win. And we've done one of those, I think if you take Cincinnati and Illinois, those are toss up games or whatever the case might be, so we're minus one in that regard, but I don't, anybody that thinks it's a sign of things to come or it's going to keep us from getting to where we can go during this season. To get where we want to go, we're going to have to do what we have to do in the league. Mm-hmm. And we've got the toughest division probably in all of college basketball, and we'll have lots of opportunities for quality wins in that, and hopefully we'll get a lot of them. But my concern is just that we finish it out here strongly before we go to Christmas, before we break, and then when we come back, we have to just, you know, work to get to the point to where we're gelling and hopefully gelling at a little bit of a higher level than we have thus far.
Got about a minute here left. You mentioned a couple of the guys from Mercer. Florence is the guy's almost their all-time leading scorer, will be soon. Kushner's the guy that had 8 three-pointers in their most recent game.
Yeah, he was 8 for 10, and so they've got Florence is really an incredible player, and incredible. And I see one of your notes where he needs 42 points to become their all-time leading scorer. It's a little scary, but he could get those tomorrow night.
He's one of those that can do them in bunches. That's right.
He scored 40 at Georgia Tech earlier this season already. This guy's no joke. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be doing everything we can to defend him. We had a situation in Hawaii where we had to defend a guy, Nick Wise, and we did a great job on him.
Yep.
So we're going to need a great defensive effort tomorrow night. But hopefully we'll have a nice crowd. And I'm sure, like I said, that they'll be entertained because it should be an exciting game.
Good luck tomorrow night.
All right, Joe.
Appreciate
thank you.
Coach Kevin Stallings with us. Since 1967, Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers have delivered the best possible work and service for collision repair. Recipient of the 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award, recognizing outstanding marketplace ethics. Choose Bradshaw's for peace of mind in both repairs and honesty. They are a proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. Game time tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, on the air at 6 o'clock with the Boundary Courtside Show. My thanks to Bob Warner, my thanks to Marty back in the studio, to the great crowd here, and to you for being with us. And we will see you tomorrow night from Memorial Gym.
You've been listening to the Coach Stallings Call-In Show on the Vanderbilt ISP Sports Network and 104.5 The Zone. Join us each Monday night throughout the season as the Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers present your chance to talk live with head coach Kevin Stallings. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, setting the standard for quality and professionalism since 1967. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers. The Coach Stallings Call-In Show is also sponsored by Digitech, Nashville's premier dealer of digital document and imaging solutions. By the Governor's Highway Safety Office, who reminds you, booze it and lose it. By the newly renovated Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, located steps from Memorial Gym and a proud supporter of the Commodores. And by Verizon Wireless, America's largest and most reliable wireless network. The Coach Kevin Stallings Call-In Show is an exclusive presentation of ISP, America's home for college sports.